Today's daf is daf Zayin. We're at the Hilchos Mishnah, and we open with Omar Hareini Nazira Chat Gedola, Hareini Nazira Chat Ktana. A man defines his naziras by saying, "I'm going to be one heck of a big nazir, or one sort of small sized nazir." It makes absolutely no difference. Even if he says, "Afilu mikan v'atzof olam," I'm going to be a nazir from here till eternity. To the end of the world, not eternity, that's actually important, we'll see, say to the end of the world. Nazir shloshim yom, in any of these circumstances, he is a nazir for 30 days. So they wonder, why is he a nazir for 30 days? The man is obviously trying to say something, isn't he? I mean, he's saying, mikan v'atzof olam, he seems to be...
Well, it's going to end in 30 days, that's why.
In less than 30 days, so he wanted to limit it. So he's trying to extend his naziris for this time, isn't he? No. What he's trying to say is, "Arichli hada milta kemikan vatzof olam." This is as tough on me. It feels like forever. I'd be a nazir, but you know, what could I do? So he says, "Ktana, means nothing to me. It's easy. It's not even a tircha. With my great level of chassidus, a little naziris here and there is barely noticeable." So whatever he's saying, it has nothing to do with the shear of his naziris. Says the Gemara, "Tana Nareini Nazir Mikan Vad Makom Ploni." It seems in the Mishnah that it's not like that. The Mishnah says that if a man says he's a nazir from here till there, this is the name of that place. Omdim Kama Yamim Mikan Vad Makom Ploni. So we see how many days it takes to get from here to whatever that place was. So if that is less than 30 days, pachot mishloshim yom. So he's a nazir shloshim yom. Because even if he had said beferish, I'll be a nazir for 5 days, he's still going to be a nazir for shloshim yom. So that's not going to change anything. We'll see in the end that he's actually going, so it'll turn out to be the same. How about if it's more than shloshim yom? Same love. So then he's a nazir, ayamim. Why in that case do we say that he's a nazir for a certain amount and not say that it means same thing he meant in our Mishnah? Ema hachanami. What he's saying is, oi, it's like going from here to Timbuktu, which of course is in Barnea's neighborhood. So hachanami, arichli, amilzik, emikan, viad mokam ploni. I mean, either we take a lashon seriously and we analyze it in terms of its time, or we take it as an emotional comment. But I mean, how do we have one Mishnah saying it's not meant to be taken seriously, another Mishnah says that it is? Says the Gemara, my Rav, it's very simple. That Mishnah is talking about Shechzik Badera. He's on the road. So he's saying, from here until such and such a place. So then we say, since he's on the road, so apparently, Tosfos throws this means, he's probably has in mind that he wants the Naziris to be like a shmir on him. He should be nitzel from the dangers of the road. So it means until he gets to such and such a place.
Where's
Sof Olam? We're not talking about Sof Olam right now. We're saying Mikan Ad Makom Ploni. Yeah. I mean, that's like asking where's the end of the rainbow. But not really, because there is such a shear, as we'll see. So think more of a levico parso parsa. Why don't we say that it means that he's saying he should be a nazir as the number of miles or the number of parsot, if that's the shear, which is 4 mil. And that we see that there is such a thing later on. Omer kapa ba'atu de lo mani parsa. He lives in a place where they don't have signs, you know. 40 parsot to Timbuktu. The same thing like that. So people are not like used to thinking in terms of parsot. So Mimela, he's talking about the time. Okay, so, I mean, that's the problem. So I mean, certainly everybody counts Avna, don't they? That's if we know what an Avna is. Well, the Avi called Avna v'Avna. What exactly? I'm Tosfos learns Avna is a day of travel. It's a unit of travel. Rashi learns elsewhere, some of the other Rishonim also say an Avna is an inn. I mean, stops, the number of stops from this place to that place. Maybe it should be a nazir like the number of stops. I mean, there is such a concept. Milo Tanam, we'll see later on in the Mishnah. Hareini nazir ka'afara aretz. Somebody says, I should be a nazir like the dust of the earth. Or kisa'ar roshi, or like the hairs on my head. Or like the chol hayam. Hareize nazir olam. So then he gets the din of a nazir olam, basically. Migaleach echad l'shloshim v'nalet. Let's not confuse the idea. There's two different issues. It's important that we speak this out right now. There is a nazir le'olam. A nazir le'olam, a guy says, I'm going to be a nazir my whole life. He doesn't get to be mekel besar every 30 days or 12 months, whatever the shir is. He keeps his naziris forever. But if he says, hareini nazir olam, there's a concept called nazir olam, which we saw by Avshalom. However, there is something which is almost the same thing as a nazir olam. And what is that? Where a guy is mekabel, 100 nazirians, so there's a guy is mekabel, 1,000 nazirians. So over there, for all intents and purposes, he's the same thing as the nazir olam. There may be minor differences, but what he's done is, he's created 1,000, or an endless series, depending how he says it, of nazirut of Shloshim Yom. So the end of every Shloshim Yom, he will be Megalea Kosaro, bring Korbanos, and start a new Naziris. Which is not quite the same, because first of all, we have a Machlokis, if he's a Nazir Olam, it's a Machlokis, whether that is it 12 months maybe, a little bit of Rebbe, is it 30 days, but that's not so partial. But whatever it is, it may be a different shear. Plus, remember we have a Machlokis with Shanim, when he's Megaleach, is he Megaleach Kosaro, or is he Megaleach only to be Mekel Batar, or is he Megaleach but leaves his payas? About all of these questions that we had before, which would not be Negea, where he's actually bringing his full Giluach and his Karbonais, that over there for sure is Megaleach is Kol Roshe. So, the term is a borrowed term. But it boils down to Kemat the same thing. So if he says, therefore, it's going to be a Nazir, and he gives a number of times, an enormous number of times, it boils down to his being a Nazir Olam. And over there, we don't say that it means, like we're saying over here, it's either psychological, oh, this is Shver, like it's from here to the end of the earth, or that it means a naziris, that is until he gets to such and such a place. But rather we count the units. So over here we should count the units. Whatever the units are, you're saying they don't count them, they don't have mileposts. Okay, they have in posts, right? I mean, there's certainly going to be a shear of the places where you stop. So what about that? So it's encampment, so to speak, an avi. So Mila Tan, doesn't it say exactly that idea? Reini Nazir Kafar Ratz Kesara Shika Chol Hayam Areize Nazir Olam Megaleach Echad L'Shloshim Yom. So I think, well, it's not the same. It's not the same at all, because look, a Milta to eat Be Kitzuta Lokatani, it doesn't say over here anything about something that has a specific limit. We are talking about from here to there. So over there, we know what that is. When somebody's talking about Kesaroshi, Kechol Hayam, Kefar Haaretz, over there, he's not trying to give an indication of the length of his Naziris, because there's no particular length that's known. It would be a meaningless statement. On the other hand, if there is a particular shiur, such as in our Mishnah, the guy says, from here, Ad Sofa Olam. Everybody knows the Gemara. The Gemara says, from one sofa, halach hamesh meot shana. So then let him say what he means. What he's saying, ad sofa olam. Ad sofa olam is an emotional term. It's not a term of a specific distance. So therefore, there's a big difference between something where a man has an opportunity to define and where he doesn't have an opportunity to define. Over there, he's using, indeed, the idea of, oh, I want it to be, indeed, for a very long time. I'll show you there's enough Kamina like this, because it does say an equivalent, it's not quite the same thing, as we'll explain why it's not the same, but we find the nafkamina between Adava Sheichlo Kitzuta and Letla Kitzuta, the following Braita. Votanya, is it not true that we learned at the Braisa? Hareini Nazir Ko Yemechayai. Hareini Nazir Olam. The guy says, I should be a Nazir all the days of my life. Now, he has no idea what the days of his life are. He says, I should be a Nazir Olam. So then he's a Nazir Olam. If he says, however, Afilu mea shanim, be a Nazir for 100 years. Afilu elef shanim. Ein ze Nazir Olam, ela Nazir Leolam. So that we have three different cases over here. In this case, on the Maisa, you'll say, no, wait, 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 but the Braisa is a contradiction to what we're saying. The Braisa indeed is saying a difference between Kitsuta and non-Kitsuta, but it's in the wrong direction. The Braisa is saying that if the person is saying something, they're let by Kitsuta, meaning that it has no particular knowable number, like Koyamechayai, so then he's in the zero line. But if he says a particular time, Mea Shana, Elef Shanim, he becomes now a Nazir forever. Now, we didn't say that. We said Mikan Ad, that it means actually that shear. So Tosis is saying, Tosis says, we're not trying to bring a raya that it's exactly the same, obviously. But there's a big difference between the cases. He didn't say Mikan in the case of the Braita. Over here he said Mikan. If he said Mikan, so then obviously we're measuring something, Kim Mikan, like if from now till. But he's not talking about from now. And if he had in mind something that could have been defined, and he's talking about from now. Okay, so define what you're talking about. Now for the next 116 days, now for the next 500 years, what are you saying? If he's not, so then he stops saying an emotional statement, oh, it's from here to eternity. That's what he's saying. Mashain came, what does it say from now? He's saying, I should be a Nazir, he's coming to define his Nazir. What's Chak to say? He just means, oh, from here to eternity. That can't be what he means. So he's trying over there to give a shear. Over there, then it depends. If it's something to eat by Kitsuta, so then that becomes now the Kitsuta. Then he's not, why should he be a Nazir Olam? He's a Nazir as long as that is, 100 years. He's a Nazir for 100 years. But if he says, I'm a Nazir now, my entire life, so then he becomes, the days of my life, then he becomes a Nazir Olam. So we have three different halachas. Where he says Mikan, then in Afinami, the meaning of the Mikan is an emotional statement. Four halachas, we include when he's on the road. If he says Mikan until a particular place, the assumption is that he means that he wants the Shmirah of the Nazirut. If he gives a number that can be measured in units, so he means the number of Nazirut has those units. If he says something that doesn't have measurable units, where it's not, it says the dust on the earth, the sand on the sea, what's that supposed to mean? So over there, we say that Enoch Inami. The meaning over there is that there was no alternative. He couldn't have said the length of time, so then Enoch Inami. We're talking about becoming a Nazir Olam, or in other words, a series of Naziris. So taking into consideration all those options, we end up basically with four different cases.
Olam is, he cuts his hair every 30 days, and Le'olam
is forever. Never cuts his hair. Right. And so it would be like saying, I will be a Nazir my entire life. When he's supposed to cut his hair? In other words, if he cuts his hair while he's alive, he's violating his Naziris. So basically, he will never end up bringing his Karbanes in that case. Because he's a Nazir forever.
And he's still called a Nazir.
He has no end, yeah. He's called a Nazir Le'olam, as opposed to a Nazir Olam. So we have a Stam Nazir, we have a Nazir Olam, we have a Nazir Shimshon, we have a Nazir Le'olam. We have four different types of Naziris. On this page, we've had four different Lashonis of Naziris in terms of defining the amount of time of the Naziris, yeah? But the truth is that, as we pointed out, we really have five different types of Naziris, because you cannot compare in all technical terms a Nazir Olam to a serial Nazir. A serial Nazir is a guy who's got an endless number of Nazirutz that are going to be calling him over there. It's for sure every 30 days. There's no shear of 12 months. And furthermore, there's definitely a giluach of all of Saro as opposed to the Makalok as Rishon. So we actually have five different types of Naziris. A Nazir, a Stam Nazir, or a Nazir for the amount of time that he says, that's one. A Nazir Shimshon, there's a lot to be Matan El Mesin. A Nazir Olam, who is similar to Avshalom, who is a Megaleach, depending on the Shita, 12 months or whatever it is, 30 days. All discussion. And how much? Then we have a serial Nazir.
How much is Rabbi Chutz Mishana?
Huh?
How much is a machlokas
rishonim? How often is a machlokas tanoim?
What were the 2 days again?
There's really 3 days. So one is that he's a megaleh kol sarai as if he were really doing a normal gilua. And one is that he's only mekel. One is that he's a megaleh sarai but not his payos. Because it's only coming out spin of kula, not also real din of gilua. Maybe nafkaminas in terms of the karbonis as well. But in any event, we end up with 5 different dinim of naziras, and over here 4 different dinim of analyzing the time that he's speaking about. Okay? Now that's not confusing. So this makes everything very clear.
Oh, yes.
All right. Rabba Amar. Rabba says, I don't understand. Why is everybody making this into a kasha? There's a nafkamino over here because the sarot are moved alot zemizu. Isn't there a big nafkamino where you are talking about units? There's units here. What do you mean there's units here? And days are not units? When you say the days, you're saying, what's a nafkamino? How many days it is? Days aren't units. Of course days are units, aren't they? I mean, it says, vayera vayvoka, yomecha. That means each one is looked at as a separate item with a break between each one. There's no break between days. There's breaks between hairs. Is there an empty space between a day?
I don't understand.
The meaning, what's there not to understand? Tell me, sir. He's saying where you're talking about something that is not a continuum, then you have to treat it differently.
And because your hair is not...
And when you're talking about going here, it's a continuum. It's a continuum. There's no gap. Where's the gap? In the hairs, there's a gap. But there's no gap in the number of days that you go from a place to another.
Every night is a different day.
Sorry?
Every morning is a different morning.
It's a different morning, but there's no break between it and the previous day.
Sunrise,
you got it backwards, sunset. And over that's his kasha. It says, Vayera Vayvoker. That's exactly what the kasha of the Gemara is on Rabba. Rabba says, but that doesn't mean it's a cycling continuum. But it is a continuum. There's no gap. And what makes each one individual? It's not individual in the sense of not being connected, so where there's never any gap. The truth is, we find this even in Maizah Bereishis, where we're Yom HaShishi and then by Yom HaShvi, right? So it's Kilu, he was Nichnas, because there's no point at which we can actually differentiate one from the other. So the Lab Mivske Miyad Adi.
And the only reason you say that is because.
My karma, what is it saying? It's saying, Yomoma Valaylia is Chad Yomahu. All it's saying is that the halacha is that a day and a night are considered to be one and the same day, but certainly liolam de lo mafsekim miadadi. I mean, there's no gap in between them that we should be able to say when you're talking about mikan ad mokom x. So what are you going to say? You're asking me a question. Why don't we analyze the number of days there? Why should we? Why isn't mikan va'ad x a statement of a continuum? The only place where we can talk about the number of times to be a nazir is where I have separate units, pieces. I can put down the separate, take off each hair of my head, and I can put it down, I can say, okay, that's one naziris. Take off another one, it's another naziris. I can take one grain of sand and I say, here's one naziris. Here's another naziris. How can I take a day and say, well, where's the day end and begin that it's separable? I can't pick it up and lift it up. It's all one continuum, and therefore you're asking a question that really makes no sense. Of course we don't try to find units in continuums. Miles are, it's a continuum. Is there something I can pick up this mile and say, okay, connected this mile, we've got, there's no such thing. So you're torturing yourself to find an answer to a question that's not even a question in the first place. It's not arbitrary units that we look for. Rava Amar, Rava said, man, I got the best answer. You guys read the Mishnah wrong. That's your problem. There never was a question. What is everybody getting all hot under the collar here with this kasha, that kasha? Fancy terutzim arguing about, there wasn't even an akasha when the Mishnah began. and said, Nazir achat gedola. What do you mean? I'm one big fat Nazir, baby. Is that what he meant? Nazir achat gedola? No. He was bedavka saying one to indicate that he's only talking about a single Nazir. So don't get me wrong. I'm not interested in being a Nazir, multiple Nazir. I ain't no serial Nazir. I'm a Nazir Echad. That's what he said. All of the cases are defined by that opening in the Mishnah, says Rava. Each one of these cases where the Mishnah is saying what the Shir is because he went out of his way to say Echad. It wasn't only a first case. So Nazir Echad Gedola, Nazir Echad Kedana, Nazir Echad Mikan Vatsof Olam. It's all Nazir Echad. So what are you asking? Obviously the other cases, the Mishnah and the Braita, where he didn't say Echad, over there you have to start analyzing. So well, what did he mean? Did he mean a lot of different Naziras? Did he mean very long Naziras? Is he a serial Nazir? How can I think those things here if the guy is saying, please don't misunderstand me? Harini Nazir Ve'yomachad. I am a Nazir and a day. Now that's not the same thing as saying I am a Nazir for 31 days. Right? Because I'm Harini Nazir and a day of the Zeros. The problem is there's no such thing as a day of the Zeros. Because your minimum share of a Nazir is Shlosh Yom Yom. If the guy wanted to be a Nazir for 31 days, he should have said I'm a Nazir for 31 days. The moment he says I'm a Nazir, so now he's a Nazir for 30 days. And he says, and a day. He's now a Nazir for a day, but a Nazir for a day is a Nazir for 30 days. So he ends up being a Nazir now for 60 days. Or if he says, I'm a Nazir and an hour. Or, I'm a Nazir a one and a halfer. I'll raise a Nazir shtayim. In all of these cases, he's a Nazir twice.
Even if that's not what he meant.
Even if it's not what he meant. That's our old question of whether Pirusham is Laaka. But, over here, if it's not what he meant in terms of time, or in terms of, let's say, what he wants to do when he's being Makabal Nazir, he thinks he could be a Nazir without also being Usher on grapes, and he'll only be Usher on wine, Lamashal, then it doesn't matter what he wants, because his mistake in the nature of Nazir is not a change in the din of Nazir. It's not the same as a neder when he said, I would meant to be neder, because the Nazir is defined. So over years,
I'm not... 31 days, it's too bad. You should have asked how to do it.
Yeah, that could be. I don't want to be facile about it, because there's a big shiloh. Where do we know that if a person defines his Nazir for less, that it wouldn't be? It's never discussed. It's taken for granted. Is it the same halacha? There's a big discussion in the Rishon, particularly Mefarshei Rambam, the Rava Magid. Where does the Rambam get from this statement that everybody takes for granted? Which reminds me, the Mishnah is taking for granted that there's no such thing. Is it a function of Gidol Seir? In which case, it's one of the dinim and zeros. If you hold that ain't, there's no Gidol Seir pachas b'shloshim yom. There's no concept of as we said before the Baruch show. So then maybe it's the same as not being metamei lemeisim and so on. But if it's some perhaps other marker, then it may be that a chayach to be mefarish and say it's a mistake. But okay, that we'll have to see. We haven't really gotten to the main mekaris of it. Lomali lamisa kolhami, says the Mishnah. What's the point of, like, what do we need all these cases? You made your point. Guy tries to be, what you're basically saying is, a guy tries to be a Nazir for less than 30 days. If he already defined one Naziris, he's a Nazir for a minimum Naziris. So what do I need? Three cases. A case of a day, a case of an hour, a case of a minute. It's all the same halacha, basically, right? No, says Gemara, not true. Because we could always analyze the lashon, each one of them, and we have a chiddush. Well, let me take you through the Mishnah, three of them. Let's say I would have just said that first one. Itana hareini nazir v'yom echad. You know what I would say? So I'm delachik kamani tart. We're saying, look, the guy is trying to add a day. There's no such thing as a nazir is for a day. So Mamela, what he's doing is taking on a second Nazir. So I understand that. Now, let's take a look at the case where he says, Hareini Nazir v'sha'achat. I would say over there, no. Be'etzem, what the guy is trying to do, is he's trying to add to his Naziris. Fine, so let's determine what to add. We'll add. You can't add an hour, because there's no such thing as having Naziris l'sha'ah. So we'll add for his lashon of Tosefet, we'll add a day to his Naziris. But not that it's a Naziris which is going to be defined as all new Naziris. The Mashmalan, that's not any different than saying Yom Echad. If we're going to add, we're going to add a Naziris. And if it would have said these cases, even the Shah Achas, I would say that's Mishum de Lo Nachit Ledafka. The guy obviously was not coming over there to define precisely the shear of his Naziris, because there is no Naziris for a Sha'ah. So he's telling us something that doesn't have any application, that idea of a Sha'ah. So, or the idea of a day. So if we're going to be Maisif, we're going to be Maisif. But if the guy is coming to tell us, Achasum Mecht, over there, he's saying precisely 15 days he wants to add to his Naziris. So maybe over there, since he's coming to say a specific shear, it should be seen as an extension of his original statement, and he's just telling me a nazir and a half. Don't you understand that a nazir and a half is different than saying a nazir and a day? Because a nazir and a day is not something that I would say normally. A day is not a function of naziris. A half is a direct reference to the naziris. So it makes sense to say a nazir and a half, maybe, and it really means that amount of time. Kamash Malan, that even in that case we still say Melole Matarti, maybe it would only really mean a Nazir and a half. Kamash Malan, all of the above cases, since he said the word Nazir plus, and he didn't say the amount of time that he wanted in one statement, we adding to his statement, and therefore the minimal addition is a different Naziris. He comes out to be a Nazir Shtayim. Absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, as the next Mishnah clarifies, even if he would have said, Arini Nazir Shloshim Yom V'Sha'achat. So what happens over there? He doesn't say, I'm a Nazir plus an hour. He's saying, I'm a Nazir for 30 days and an hour. Over there, he's only a Nazir for 31 days. Because the only problem over there is, there's no Naziris for a Shah. Naziris is counted by Yemei Nizra, as we'll see later on. So Yemei Nizra, okay. So then we can't take the hour, so we take the Tosefos as being the day. But since he didn't say Areni Nazir plus, he defined his Naziris, Areni Nazir for this amount of time. So over there we don't have that extra lashon to say, well, first it was Makabla Naziris, now he's being Makabla something else. This is the definition of the Naziris he was Makabla. So in this case, he's a Nazir Shloshim Ve'echad Yom, because there's no such thing, Ein Nazirut L'Sha'ot, and therefore the minimal addition he could make was a day.
So obviously there was no... We don't say Mitzvah Yom Kippur.
Yeah, that's the first thing that comes to mind.
No, in terms of the Kabbalah, of course not. Mikzah Yom Kekulo is that this is the day.
So it could be that after a little bit, he could, after an hour or so, he could...
Absolutely. Yeah, on that day, he'll keep only an hour. But he can't be Mekabal an hour, he's Mekabal the day. Yeah. When I make the brachets, in order not to be... You should keep talking, said Abdafka, I don't want to be Mafriya there. I understand, but I'm thinking... When you're davening, you're talking to Hashem. Omar Rav, Lo Shana Omar Shloshim Ve'Echad Yom, Aval Omar Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad Nazir Shtayim. The same thing that we said before. If you use an extra lashon, you first a Mekabla Nazir. Hareni Nazir V'Yom Echad. It's not going to be any different if you say Hareni Nazir Shloshim Yom V'Yom Echad. Because then the extra yom tells us that these are two separate statements. You meant to be meisiv. If you meant to be meisiv, you can't be meisiv one day on a naziris. And if you really meant 31 days, you wouldn't have said yom v'yom. You would have said shloshim echad yom. And therefore, we darshan the extra word that you said to make it nazir shtayim. Obviously, Rav Sover like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva shita all over. Is that he's Doresh Lishna Yetera. We've had this numerous times where we understand that in the Torah, obviously we make a drasha. If the Torah would have said Yom Yom, we would have made a drasha. But over here, there's a machlokas tanoim, whether in human speech, in contractual speech, do we make drashas? We say, well, what did you have to say that for? If anyway we knew that from the first Yom, why did you say another Yom? Must be to be Moses of another Nazir. That seems like an awful lot to read into a guy's statement. But this is Rabbi Akiva all over. He holds we're derish lishni yetera even in secular speech. That's not. Somebody who sells a home to a person has not sold him lo et habor, the lo et hadut, did not sell him a water cistern underground or a dut, which is a water tank above ground. Even though he writes till the bottom of the earth or the top of the airspace, it's all yours. He didn't mean to include what's in that airspace necessarily. He's giving him the rights to fly in his helicopter in. That's not the same thing as taking the water from my water. I sold you a house ad umka veruma, not a cistern ad umka veruma. However, how's he going to get to it? here now, the buyer's got him.
Sure.
How are you going to get to your water? Well, I'll let you lay a pipeline, but my charge per foot of pipeline space is very high. So charge me kachlo there, what can you do? He's got to buy the road to his water cistern. Dimei Rabbi Akiva. Because he's meicher buying yafa. It's a separate issue. Rabbi Akiva holds all over machlokas, whether a meicher, machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, that clothing. When a person sells, does he mean to let go of his rights? The house obviously doesn't matter, let go of all my rights. I'm going to let go of my rights to the oil or to the water. But I'm letting go to all my rights to the house, including now even my right to get to my own oil well. It's your property. That's Rabbi Akiva holds. Come and say, no, he's meicher buying road. And the same way he doesn't include the oil well, he doesn't include the road to the oil well. That's a different portion of meicher buying road. Ain't certainly cooked like that. But none of this is nogea so far. Here's the piece that's nogea. Moda Rabbi Akiva, bizman shamar lo chutz mi elu. If he writes in the contract, I'm selling you the house, but not the bar and the dut. Now what did he have to say, but not the bar and the dut? If he hadn't said not the bar and the dut, he wouldn't have sold him the bar and the dut. So if he's saying and not, we don't think that people just blabble to make things clear. They blabble to secure additional rights, and it ain't blabbling. It's meant to make a drasha. And in that case, since he didn't need to say chutz mi'elo, and he did say chutz mi'elo, then he's coming now to include even his gisha, so his access road to his bor vedut or his oil wells has now been excluded from the sale also. So you see, Rabbi Akiva, ain't it certainly kachlo dera? Is he Rabbi Akiva holds, therefore, that an unnecessary word is meant to be darshened in court? In which case, when it comes to Nadarim or Nazir, it's the same thing. What did he have to say? Shloshim yom ve'achad yom. He could have said Shloshim ve'achad yom. He's coming out of darshan, an extra word. Says Rav, I hold like Rabbi Akiva. In which case, he would be a Nazir to Naziriot. Omar, Reni Nazir achad gidola, Reni Nazir achad ktana. Afilu mikan ve'atzov ha'olam, Nazir shloshim yom. Amai. But bikan vatsof olam karamar. Ochi kamar. Rikhali adam yilta ki bikan vatsof olam. Tonight. Areni nazir mikan vat makom ploni omdim. Kama yamim mikan vat makom ploni. Pochot mi shloshim yom. He's still a nazir shloshim yom. Yim lav nazir ki minina yomi. Ve ema ochi nami. Rikhali adam yilta ki mikan vat makom ploni. Amar Rava over here. We're talking about shivzik bad derech. Vlahavi kol parsa u parsa. Amar Rava, where? It's basa lo mani parsa. So then let it be kalavna vavna. Just find the unit. Count the units. Milo tzan areni nazir kafar haaretz, kisar roshi, kakol hayam, arezi nazir olam, and megaleach akadah shloshim yom. That's a big difference. That's called milta. Eat be kitsuta. That lo katani. Vatani areni nazir kol yumei chayai. Same thing. See a difference. Not exactly the same, but you see a difference. Kol yumei chayai areni nazir olam, arezi nazir olam. Is a nazir olam? Afilu meir shana, afilu elav shanim. Then he's not a nazir olam. He's a nazir leolam. Hashem came over here. He said mikan. So we apply the difference differently, but it's still a difference. Rabba marabu is bechlam no kasha. I mean, the units are arbitrary units. Were you talking about in our case? Hashem came where he spoke about sarot or their chol. I mean, over there the mudalotzu mizu. Well, I understand, when the days are not mudalot, the gabi yuminami, Doesn't it say Akti Vayer Vayivoker Yom Echad? Yes, but Atam Lav Lemivsikim Yadaliyu. The Torah is not coming to tell me, look at a day as a unit that is not a continuum. All it's saying is, Maika Oma, Yomoma Velaylia is Chad Yoma, but of course, the other Lomavsk Miadol. Rava Oma, I don't get what you guys are arguing about over here. Lomachalak Shriyakulayha. Shaynehatam Nakatani Areni Nazir Achat. That refers even to the last piece of the Mishnah. Therefore, it's not Shaykh to talk about units. He's just trying to explain when his Naziris ends. Mashenka and all the other cases, I don't know whether you're right or you're right or whatever, but we're not talking about cases of units being even an option. So why discuss what type of units? Hareini Nazir v'yom echad, Hareini Nazir v'sha'a achad, Hareini Nazir achad v'mechza, Harei zeh Nazir shtayim. If a guy says, so, okay, we'll be most simple. So what is the Tosefet? The Tosefet is Yom Echad from a Shah. So I would say, Lindy Leyachad Yom. No. Obviously, it doesn't mean anything. Aval achat v'mechza, where he's really defining himself well, the nochi to dafke emelo. So they over there would say, emelo l'mitarti, kamashmon kulu nazir shtayim, even the last case. Hareini nazir shloshim yom v'sha'a achat, nazir shloshim v'echad yom, she'ein nazirut v'sha'a. L'shot, omar rav l'shana l'diyom ha'shloshim v'echad yom, aval amar shloshim yom v'yom echad, nazir shtayim. So Rav Sobel Rav Yakiva, the Dorsh Lishni Yeteri, the Tzidan, lo et abor, velo et adut, apa pishe katav lo unka veruma, v'tzorech l'kach lo derech, divi Rav Yakiva, v'chachamim omri, ein tzorech l'kach lo derech. Mori Rav Yakiva, bizman shamar lo chutz mi elu, she'en ha tzorech l'kach lo derech.